Hello?
Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research. I'm not filling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential.
How long does it take?
It takes about 5 to 6 minutes.
Okay, sure.
Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes. Yes.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress?
100%.
What is your age?
Over 50.
Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm not willing to give you my exact age. If you don't want to take over 50, then I can hang up.
No, I'm saying what is your race?
Oh, race. Okay, white.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Can you be a little bit more clear about that? I mean, there's many directions.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, I mean, it doesn't specify what exactly they're referring to, but...
Okay, satisfied.
In general.
Yep.
Would you say very satisfied or just satisfied?
I'd say very satisfied.
Now, I am going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on.
Okay.
Security in the southern border.
Seven.
Funding for drug and substance abuse programs?
Six.
Okay. Creating more jobs and raising wages?
Six.
Okay, reducing crime?
Seven.
Protecting abortion rights.
Seven.
Tackling climate change.
Ten.
Creating more affordable housing.
Eight.
Lowering taxes.
Eight.
Sorry. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. Tina Kotek. Hello?
I'm 50.
50?
Uh-huh.
Kamala Harris.
75.
J.D. Vance.
25.
McDonald's.
You mean like Burger McDonald's?
Yes.
That's a random question. 25.
Okay. Joe Biden.
75.
Democrats in Congress.
75.
Republicans in Congress.
15.
I'm sorry, you said 15?
Yep.
Lori Chavez, the Reamer.
25?
Donald Trump.
That would be a zero.
Janelle Bynum.
25.
I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Independent Cornel West?
Kamala Harris.
Kamala Harris. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez, the Reamer, or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Bynum.
Okay. Even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024?
What are the chances? Pretty slim.
Okay. Would you say just a very slight chance or not, no chance at all?
No chance.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Approve.
Would you say somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez, the Reamer, is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I really don't. Just moderately, slightly maybe, I don't know.
Okay, would you say somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
All right. As mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez, the Reamer, led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. In Salem, she has been a workhorse, not a show horse, with a proven track record of working with both parties and fighting to improve our schools and making our communities safer. She's not afraid to go against her party to find practical solutions to our problems and get things done. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez, the Reamer, or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Bynum.
Okay. And what specifically stuck out most to you about Janelle Bynum?
Democrat, being a Democrat.
Okay. Now, Janelle Bynum is sick of what is happening to our neighborhoods and the partisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted for Measure 110 and thought it had good intentions. She has seen how disastrous it has been for our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in Salem to criminalize drugs. Now, on a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing is this?
8.
Okay. Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on this issue. After Roe v. Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they did when Roe was still a law. And in Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with a national abortion ban.
Is there a question?
The same thing. On a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing would this be?
That was at 8 as well.
Okay. Janelle Bynum hears politicians say our community is getting better, but as a working mother of four and local business owner, she is facing the same struggles we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here, and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs are cutting it. That's why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they need to advance. Now, on a scale from 0 to 10, how convincing is this?
7.
Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games, and she is going to Washington to change its ways because it is no longer serving us. And she's done it in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off our streets.
10.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. Let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Bynum.
Right. Too many of us are working harder and harder and yet are still struggling to get ahead. While Washington politicians keep playing the same partisan political games instead of coming together to solve our problems. Lori Chavez, the Reamer, isn't bringing down the cost of living. She's voting to threaten access to Social Security and voted for leadership that supports making drastic cuts to Medicare. She hasn't stopped price gouging or done anything to fight inflation. In fact, she went along with the extremists in her party who killed a bipartisan bill that would have ended the border crisis and enhanced security because they thought it would help Biden. Now, in your opinion, would this be a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay. Lori Chavez, the Reamer, opposes a woman's right to abortion. She supported overturning Roe v. Wade and supports a national ban on abortion that would override Oregon law. She doesn't trust Oregon women and doctors to make their own decisions, putting all of us at risk. Would this be a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all? All right. Thank you. Now, I'm going to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Republican Lori Chavez or Democrat Janelle Bynum?
Bynum.
Okay. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Would you say some college graduate, bachelor's, or master's?
Associate's.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner?
Married.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Nope.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of your union or employee association?
No.
In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
Alrighty, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Thank you. You too. Bye.